On some level, last week's report on cycling from the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency was not a surprise. The agency released a pile of evidence against Lance Armstrong, who'd been dogged by charges of doping for years.
Yet longtime observers of cycling were stunned at how widespread that doping was. This leads to a question we put to Joe Lindsay, who writes for Bicycling Magazine.
Does this report push you toward the conclusion that the entire sport is corrupt?
Well, as far as the entire sport being corrupt, I think one of the things that comes up is that for the public and the media, we're always sort of 5 to 10 years late on these kinds of things. So here we are discussing something that happened maybe as recently as 2009, 2010, but really focusing on 1999 to 2005. During that time, yes, I think the sport was corrupt in the sense that doping was epidemic at that time. There were far more riders who were doping than weren't, far more people within the sport who knew about it than those of us kind of on the outside who didn't. I don't know that that's really the case anymore. I think that there have been some substantive changes made.
So it's not just Lance Armstrong, it's not even just some of the top cyclists, it's most of the cyclists? That's how you read this report?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a point in the report where they point out that 20 of 21 riders who stood on the podium for the Tour de France from 1999 to 2005 have now been conclusively linked to doping, whether through positive tests or at their own admissions or these kinds of investigations. And that's a shocking number.
Does the devastation of the whole sport, at least 5 years ago or 10 years ago, in this report, cast a different light on Lance Armstrong's behavior for you?
Absolutely. I think that for me, the thing that comes through most clearly in the report is not merely the fact that he doped, which obviously a lot of other people were doing. It was the length and the degree that he went to cover that up. Intimidation and threats against his fellow riders of perjuring himself in previous cases. The pattern becomes fairly obvious that he would do just about anything he could to keep the secret.
Looking back on those years as a reporter, do you feel that you knew this story, even if you were unable to put it in a form where you could report it?
There's a lot of questions about that kind of thing now, you know, a lot of pressure and criticism of the people like myself who covered the sport. It's very easy to say, you should have known this, you should have put it out there. But what you see right now is the reaction, even from some people inside the sport, is that they have no idea that things at Postal were to this degree. If you ask these questions, you would get frozen out. You would not be able to talk to anybody in the sport. Riders would ride past you. They would not answer your questions. That's not to explain away or apologize for the fact that beat reporters didn't uncover this kind of thing. There were certainly people who didn't ask these questions or who chose not to ask these questions. For the rest of us who did ask these questions, the answers we got were basically lies.
So you were asking those questions at that
time?
Yes,
absolutely. I was asking questions. My first suspicion about Armstrong came right around 2001 when David Walsh published the news that Armstrong was working with the coach Michele Ferrari, who was even at that time very suspicious character.
I want to ask one other thing, because even the sport's governing body has been implicated by this report. And I was thinking about the notorious baseball scandal of 1919, the Black Sox gambling scandal. There was a baseball commissioner who, for all of his flaws, stepped in and decided that he was going to make dramatic gestures to clean up the sport, banned people for life, and managed to save the credibility of baseball. Is there anybody at all left in cycling who has the credibility to do that now?
You know, that is a fascinating question, and I think right now my answer to that would be no. At the top level of the sport, there is no one who I see who has the credibility and the authority, the independence, to come in and say, here's what's going to happen. And that's because the people who are involved in running the sport now are the same people who've been involved running the sport for the past 2 decades when we saw this incredible epidemic of doping going on. So at the very least, they were just absolutely incompetent and inept at somehow stemming the tide of what was going on. And these are the same people in charge of the sport now. How do we say that they have the credibility and the authority to step in and clean this up? I think change needs to start from the top. And some of these people need to step down.
Joe Lindsay is a contributor to Bicycling Magazine. Thanks very much.
Thank you.